Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows, and I am Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts. Today in Bajan History, 2nd January 1952. An excursion, a lorry, and a guilty verdict. On 2nd January 1952, at the Court of Grand Sessions, a jury found Pearl Roach guilty of wounding Nellie Husbands with intent to maim, disfigure, or do grievous bodily harm. The brawl occurred in September. An excursion was organized to take participants from Rockfield, St. Lucie, to the Crane and back. The lorry was overloaded, transporting 30 people, including the musicians. During the trip, the orchestra performed. On the return journey, the lorry stopped in St. George to allow everyone to buy Polar's ice cream. Musicians on the lorry started to play music, and some who got off of the lorry started to dance. Others left the lorry and went for a stroll. A fight broke out on the lorry over the availability of a seat. Chief witness Nellie Husbands explained, "Another girl named Vander was sitting on a second seat, and as I had no seat, I asked her to let me sit where she was sitting, and she could sit on me. The two switched places. The fight started between Pearl Roach's daughter Annetta and Nellie, who had just changed seats. Pearl arrived and cuffed Nellie a few times. The organizer of the excursion stopped the fight, ordering everyone off the lorry. Fighting resumed. They both fell into the gutter. Pearl bit Nellie on her left breast, her shoulder, and bit off a piece of her ear. The police arrived. Nellie was taken to the general hospital. Dr. Salt testified. The wound on the ear left a permanent scar. The defense countered that Pearl was not involved. She left the lorry when ordered to. This testimony was rejected. The judge addressed Pearl. You have a clean record. There is little doubt that you were aggravated on behalf of your daughter. It is unfortunate that for some reason, some people lose all sense of responsibility at excursions. This event reminds that 72 years ago, transportation was not easily accessible. The elite and members of the middle classes owned cars. The working classes used donkey carts, took buses, or walked. Lorries dropped laborers to and from work. Lorries were also hired for excursions, a popular cultural activity. With overcrowded conditions on the lorry, a disagreement could easily result in a brawl.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.